Just a reminder to media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. A very impressive performance last Saturday at home for your team as you roll over Lafayette 36-7 after that really tough loss at Monmouth a week ago. How important to have that kind of win for your team?
I think it's important. One, you know, we understand the importance of winning home games, and I thought the kids really responded. It was a tough loss the week before, a game we thought we really had a chance to win, and but they came out, and from the get-go, we really made no mistake about it. They played a good football game. Obviously, there's hiccups and things to fix, but ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, to get a good win against a young quarterback that has been pretty impressive throughout their first three games. I mean, he had 500-some total yards the week prior against a pretty good Sacred Heart team. So, you know, we were obviously concerned, but we were able to keep them in check and control them a little bit and get a win.
Your team got off to an extremely quick start. Donovan O'Donnell with that 98-yard kick return, and you force a turnover and score. How big was that start for you?
I think it was really important. You know, we've been really emphasizing trying to get started in games and getting out of the gate strong, and we, for the most part, have been pretty good all year starting the game at a quicker tempo and quicker pace. And I thought, you know, Saturday after, they had a little push in the first drive. They had some new things we were able to adjust to. And then, you know, obviously Josh Wynn made a really big play on a tackle strip and really sprung us to a two-touchdown lead. And we were able to hold it for the rest of the game. So it was good, you know, again, a good start. And when you start like that, your chances of winning certainly go up.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. A big afternoon for a lot of guys on offense, but Carl Mofor, especially 135 yards on the ground, also had that TD catch there in the first quarter where he was able to break loose. How valuable is it to have a guy that versatile both as a runner and a receiver?
Yeah, he's, you know, we started seeing Carl really coming on last year, and we felt by the time the season ended, he was our best back. I mean, he's multidimensional. He's a very physical runner. He's got enough speed to get out in the open field. He can make you miss. He's a good blocker, and he's an exceptional blocker, and he's a really good pass receiver. So he's really a complete package. We're really happy with Carl right now, and probably more important than anything, he's just a fantastic young man and a great leader on our team.
Another big afternoon for Jeff Undercuffer. Four more touchdowns, 212 yards. A little different this time, some shorter TD passes, but now 12 in four games this season. Just maybe speak about how he has grown over this four-game stretch of non-conference play.
Well, he's really progressing. Lafayette, it came out early and played a totally different look than they had shown all year. And Jeff was patient and was really smart with the football. And the one interception was kind of off of a deflection. So he played a good football game. And his job is to manage the game and take what they give him. And I thought he did a really good job. He's progressing in a positive way. And we just want him to stay on track and not try to do too much. He has a good complement of people around him, and he needs to trust them, and he has to understand he doesn't have to do it himself. And I think he does. I mean, he's a very humble young man, and he's working hard, and he's made really good progress. So, but that's out of conference, and now it's time to get in conference, and I think we're hoping we're going to get more of the same out of him.
Just building on that a little bit, you've had four non-conference games. As you said, you start to see a play with William & Mary on Saturday. What do you think the biggest thing you've learned about your team over this last 4 weeks in general that as you head into conference play?
I just think we're a much better football team than we were at this point last year. I think we've got a lot more confidence. I think we've got a lot of confidence in the quarterback position. I think we've got some stability in the both 11s. We're healthier than we were last year. So in many regards, you know, we're hoping that continues, and we certainly understand how this thing switches now when you get in conference play. It's a different world, and it's going to be, it's a huge football game for us to have a program like William & Mary, and their history coming into UAlbany is a big deal, and we're excited about the game, obviously, but I think, you know, mentally we're in a pretty good place right now, and we're going to have to go out and really execute well to have a chance to win.
Defensively, your team holds Lafayette to just the 7 points, only 90 yards on the ground, and really able to get some pressure on them, 4 sacks, and got pressure on the quarterback all day. Just give me impressions on how your team played on that side of the ball Saturday.
Well, the good thing with the defense is, and again, I see it on in all phases right now, is we keep improving every week, and I think we need to. You know, we've tackled better, we defended better, we fit our gaps a lot better in the game, which was really important. Lafayette does a lot of good things in the pass game, and they really challenged us. But, it's a good step. And, we have faced different challenges, but the superior athletes this week on a really good William & Mary team. So, you know, we've just got to keep improving. We competed well, and I saw some really good things out of the front four. But I also, you know, I know we got some things to fix, no doubt.
Before we move on from the defense, A.J. Missler, with Defensive Player of the Week honors, 9 tackles, had that the big sack where he was also able to force a fumble. Just some comments on his play, being able to put up those kind of numbers from that safety position.
Yeah, well, we bumped him down, and he's playing more of a hybrid position, outside backer safety thing, and we wanted to get faster on the field, and we feel like we have. AJ's got a lot of game experience, and he was able to, you know, he played a really good football game for his first game playing that position. I thought he was really good. The sack was an outstanding play by him. It's just everything you teach a kid on how to bend and around a pass rusher, and he hit the quarterback with a lot of velocity, which is something that we like to do. And I think that he's really found a home where he can be really excel for us, because he's a really hard-nosed, aggressive guy, and I think he's better suited where he's at now than he was on the hash.
William & Mary, with a new coaching staff, with Coach London, and it sort of new schemes on both sides of the ball, that more wide-open go-go offense, and then defensively they've switched alignments to that 3-4. What do you see from the Tribe, and what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you?
Well, like I said, I think athletically they're offensively they've got a lot of athletes. I think the Mathis kid at quarterback, I know him from high school. I'm a Western PA guy. He was an outstanding player at Penn Hills High School. Half his coaching staff I coached while I was at the University of Pittsburgh, so we know the quality type kid he is, and his intelligence and his abilities, and you know, we know what a great player he is. But they have other great players. The other quarterback plays a lot. Both those guys are capable. They're different, but they're both dangerous, good backs. You know, I think they're very big up front. Tight ends have great size. So, they're really a typical CAA team in all regards. And defensively, I mean, their front is – they're very physical front group. They're big and strong, and they're really mobile. A lot of the 3-4 teams tend to be – kind of sit and play teams, but these guys are really aggressive up front, and they're a +6 in turnover margin on their team, which is one of the biggest keys to being successful in football. So they're a good football team. You can see the energy on the sidelines and what they're doing, and we know, you know, what a good football team they are, and not to mention a very storied tradition at William & Mary.
Before I let you go, I just want to touch on, I know you honored the hometown heroes at your game on Saturday. I honored some of the police and the military and the fire. Just talk about why, what that day meant to you and your program, and why you wanted to do that.
You know, it's a big day for us. Part of that, all that whole day started as honoring Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark, who was killed in battle. His father is someone we're very close with. Colonel Clark, and so that kind of started this game about 6 years ago, and it just expanded from the military to police and fire and EMS, and we just really want to thank what they do for our country and our citizens and everyday life, and it was kind of a neat day. Coaches were wearing, you know, Albany police hats and fire hats and New York City police hats. So we had a bunch of different representations on the sideline between fire and police. And we had six or seven of our graduates who are state troopers and police officers around the state that were at the game as honorary captains. So it was a really good day and something we want to continue to build on.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for taking time with us today, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks.